President Trump is blaming Iran for yesterday's attack on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf. The Norwegian and Japanese tankers reported explosions in the Gulf of Oman and burst into flames. Everyone on board was rescued by the U.S. or Iranian navies. In a briefing yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused Iran of lashing out against U.S. sanctions, but didn't offer proof. However, last night, the U.S. military released video of what it says are Iranian forces removing an unexploded mine from one of the tankers. President Trump weighed in on Fox News this morning.
Well, Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it. And you saw the boat at night trying to take the mine off and successfully took the mine off the boat.
Yep.
And that was exposed, and that was their boat, that was them. And they didn't want the evidence left behind. I guess they don't know that we have things that we can detect in the dark that work very well.
Iran has denied any involvement and says the U.S. may have carried out the attack in an effort to blame it on them. Robbie Grammer is a diplomacy and national security reporter at Foreign Policy Magazine, where he covers the State Department. Robbie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you talk about these attacks and the importance of the Gulf of Oman and the oil tankers that go through it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Gulf of Oman is near the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf, and it's a strategic choke point through which about a third of the world's oil transits go through. So it's definitely a very important transit route, and this incident has definitely escalated tensions between the United States and Iran at a point where the relations between the two countries aren't exactly great.
What do we know about evidence pointing toward Iran being behind these attacks, as we're hearing from the White House?
Well, as you said, Secretary Pompeo and the Trump administration have already blamed Iran, and the United Kingdom has just come out and also backed up the U.S. claims. But there are still a lot of questions swirling around what exactly happened. The U.S. Central Command released video footage purportedly showing Iranians removing a unexploded mine from one of the vessels, but the Japanese and Norwegian governments haven't yet pinned the blame on Iran. And in addition, the German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said that video evidence isn't enough now. So I think what we're seeing is a lot of U.S. allies who are really nervous about tensions in the regions and tensions between Washington and Tehran step very carefully around this. And I think what they're doing right now, according to analysts and officials we've spoken to, is carefully going through all of the evidence they have, waiting for intelligence assessments to come in before they join the United States in blaming Iran, if they do.
I've heard from some experts on the region that there might be elements within the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Navy who are only sort of directly under control of Iranian authorities, who might lone wolf or sort of do an operation, maybe something like this, without the full approval of the Iranian government. Do you have any thoughts on that possibility?
Yeah, that's definitely a theory that's been floated, and it's definitely a plausible theory. One element that analysts who say this point to is that the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was just in Iran trying to open up a dialogue between the United States and the Iranian government to help ease tensions. And of course, one of the vessels targeted here is a Japanese vessel. And so there are some analysts who are putting forth maybe there are different hardline elements within the regime trying to stoke tensions. But at this point, it's too soon to tell. And the Iranian government, as usual, is remaining tight-lipped, only sticking to the points that, no, it's not responsible. And the Iranian leader has said that he's not willing to engage in dialogue with Trump.
Now, we have these attacks. We had some other explosions on tankers over the last month or so. Some people are pointing back toward the 1980s during the Iran-Iraq War, where both sides would target oil tankers as part of economic warfare against each other. How did the U.S. Intervene in those instances?
Well, in the so-called tanker war in the 80s, what the United States did was deploy some of its naval forces to escort tankers throughout that region. Now, that's something that the Trump administration has floated doing doing again. But remember, this comes at a time when the administration is really trying to pivot away from the Middle East and focus on confronting China and confronting Russia and other areas of the world. So that would be an open-ended commitment that would require a lot of U.S. military capabilities. And, you know, there are some people here in Washington who question whether that's really worth it.
Talking to Robbie Grammer from Foreign Policy Magazine about Iran, the U.S., and attacks on oil tankers in the Mideast. Robbie, some people have been looking at the 2001 authorization for the use of military force. There's been some rumblings from the White House that that could be used as an authorization for military action against Iran. We've seen some people, Democrats in particular in Congress, saying, hold on, no, it doesn't. What is the state of the art on that?
Well, the 2001 AUMF is the legal justification that that successive administrations have used to carry out military operations against terrorist groups in different parts of the world, mostly the Middle East and Afghanistan. And there are a lot in Congress who worry that administrations have abused that and that Congress needs to reassert its role in deciding when and where the United States goes to war. Now, the mostly progressive Democrats are really worried about the administration using this 2001 document as a legal justification for war with Iran. Right now, the administration is sticking to the line that it still wants to engage in diplomacy with Iran. The last thing it wants is war. But just in case, there's a number of Democrats pushing measures through Congress to try to explicitly prevent the 2001 AUMF from being used to go to war with Iran. In the past, all those efforts to try to curtail AUMFs have failed in Congress, and so we'll see where this one goes. But it remains to be seen.
A lot of times it seems like the authorization for use of military force of 2001 has cited some kind of al-Qaeda or its successor group, in some ways ISIS activity in whatever the country is involved. Is that case being made in Iran that somehow it has supported or worked with al-Qaeda or ISIS?
Not yet. However, interestingly, Secretary Pompeo yesterday went through a laundry list of some attacks that he says the Iranian regime is responsible for. And one of the ones he listed was an attack in Afghanistan that killed several people in recent months that the Taliban already claimed credit for. So based off of that, you can infer that the administration is linking Iran to the activity of the Taliban in Afghanistan, which has some analysts and experts raising their eyebrows and casting doubt on those claims. So they haven't explicitly drawn the connection between Iran and ISIS or al-Qaeda yet. Obviously, Iran is Shia majority country, and these terrorist groups are Sunni based. So some analysts really question that, but the administration so far has withheld directly connecting these incidents.
There are some indications that neither Iran nor the United States actually want a war. But even if that's true, is there a concern that we could see a chain of events that leads the countries stumbling into war?
Absolutely. And I think that's where a lot of the Democrats are making their arguments and putting forth these measures in Congress now to try to limit the administration's ability to go to war with Iran without prior congressional approval. I mean, the president himself has shown he has no appetite for war with Iran. Secretary Pompeo was pretty sharp in condemning Iran yesterday, but still left the avenue open for diplomacy. But the Trump administration has really cracked down on Iran with sanctions, with withdrawing from the Iranian nuclear deal. And a lot of European allies are worried that the United States right now is backing Iran into a corner. And there might be, an incident, a flare-up, such as the incident we saw in the Gulf of Oman that could spiral and escalate into a further and full-fledged conflict.
Saudi Arabia and Israel, in some cases, have been cooperating to try to contain what they see as a threat from Iran. Have we heard from either of those countries about these incidents, these attacks on tankers?
Well, what's interesting is obviously Saudi Arabia and Iran and Israel have always criticized Iran for its activities in the region. But some of the United States allies in the region have yet to explicitly blame Iran for for these attacks. Like I said earlier, they're still waiting for this information to trickle in. So the United Arab Emirates, which is located close to the Gulf of Oman, has criticized Iran's response to the purported attacks, but has yet to explicitly blame Iran. And so I think we're still in a wait-and-see mode with a lot of U.S. allies.
As we wrap up, Robbie, what are you watching for next in this story?
I think you need to watch for an Iranian response. I think you need to watch what U.S. allies do. If they back up the U.S. claims that Iran is responsible. And additionally, the United States has poured a lot of military equipment and diplomatic effort into deterring Iran. So if we see small-scale events like this in the near future, other oil tankers being targeted, you could definitely see another escalation in tensions and new fears of a conflict between the U.S. and Iran.
Robbie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Robbie Grammer, diplomacy and national security reporter at Foreign Policy Magazine, where he covers the State Department. We talked with him about yesterday's attack on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf. The Trump administration is blaming Iran. Iran is denying responsibility.